As of next month, water restrictions for the Lower Hunter. To find out a little bit more about exactly what's involved, joining us now is the acting CEO of Hunter Water, Graham Wood. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, Graham. Now, clarification. Lower Hunter, exactly what areas does that include?
That's all of the areas that Hunter Water supplies. So that's the region up towards Dungog, across the Cessnock, and out towards Port Stephens. So it's the Hunter Water Supply region. It's quite difficult to describe, but that's broadly the area we supply.
And when will the restrictions come into effect, Graham?
That's the 16th of September.
All right.
Okay, now run us through some of the rules. You know, things that people will be doing every day currently that they need to be aware that they can't do after the 16th.
Well, it's all really aimed at outdoor use. So, broadly speaking, it's no sprinklers, using a hose before 10 a.m. and after 4 p.m. with a trigger nozzle. So just to make that conservation on the outdoor use. And that's really the gist of it.
What penalties apply should you, you know, disregard the rules?
Well, we hope it doesn't come to that. We do have the ability to eventually fine people, but we're really trying to work with the community. So there'll be a procedure of having community water officers out on the streets, talking to people if there's a problem, giving them advice. Then there'll be a warning letter, and then eventually, if it comes to it, there could be a penalty.
And if we don't get any decent rainfall, are you expecting that you might have to up the ante on these restrictions, Graham?
Yeah, worst case scenario, and let's face it, we've had no rain for quite a long time now. If this continues, then we could go to level 2 restrictions by the end of the year. The problem we have is our catchments actually respond very quickly. So the good news is if we do get rain, it will replenish the catchments. The bad news is if we don't, they go down very quickly. So we anticipate, worst case scenario, end of the year will be level 2 restrictions.
Right. Okay, so thank you for that. So just to clarify, anywhere served by Hunter Water is subject to these, including Newcastle.
That's correct.
As of the 16th, and that'll be no sprinklers and only using handheld trigger nozzles between what hours again?
It's before 10 a.m. and then after 4 p.m. So the cooler parts of the day, basically,
right.
So you get the best outcome for the water you use.
Thank you very much for having a chat with us, Graham.
There's no problem whatsoever.
Graham Wood, acting CEO of Hunter Water. Those just again a reminder: those water restrictions come into effect on the 16th of September.